are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
So, first of all, let me just say that the girls noticed last week that your Bernice was hanging out.
And the thing is, I couldn't see it from where the camera is. That's why I got the mic position like this right now. Because I prefer my shorts being super short. And so, like, they're all big, so I have to roll them. And if I don't roll them, they just hang off. So, I'm blocking Fat Ma today. She's out, but she's covered.
Just so Dick just swinging all in the camera. I was looking back at the clips like...
And I look,
girl, your moose knuckle is knuckling.
Baby, it was knocking. We was up in the mountains last week. It was a lot going on. Sorry guys. The panty pie was out and about.
No, so I know we be promising y'all like free shows and stuff, but y'all not getting no more free shows.
Yeah, I'm blocking it.
That was a free show. real quick. This has nothing to do with anything, but Jocelyn Hernandez considers herself a black woman, but she does not consider herself Afro-Latina because she doesn't have
an afro.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say. I'm going to leave it there. Y'all can have with that information. With
somebody on Twitter was like, she has an idea of what she's trying to say. She doesn't know what, she just doesn't know what the fuck she's saying. Because when I read that, I was like, wait, she was like, I'm Afro-Latina, but let me not do the accent. That's disrespectful. But she's like, get me out of here. They're not going to do it. But, I was like, bitch, the Afro is the least part of it. Just because, like, little baby Bonnie has an Afro. So does that make her Afro-Latina?
She is, but her breakfast, I did listen to her Breakfast Club interviews.
Was it good?
She's not as big of an idiot as I thought she was.
Yeah. Well, that's a start.
She's not that slow.
Okay, she's not that slow. That.
Yeah.
Asterisk.
Another thing I wanted to complain about, I'm just going to complain today. People keep finding my TikTok. Mm-hmm. I'm deleting it. I'm just letting y'all know now. The whole thing where I said if I get 25K on Instagram and 100K on TikTok,
yeah,
done. Okay,
I got 25K
on Instagram, so the deal is off. I'm deleting the TikTok.
You're a liar. You can't lie to our fucking listeners.
No, I just changed the rules. That wasn't a lie. It was a truth at the time.
Yeah, no, bitch. That was a sign. A sign, sealed, delivered truth. And you can't take it back now.
I'm so over it. So first it was one coworker. Then today, twice in one day, a lady who works in the building, she's not my coworker, so I guess she's a colleague. I don't know what you call it. A
colleague.
Cohabitant. I don't know. She was like, I saw you on TikTok. I was like, me? She was like, yeah. I was like, oh no.
Oh, I hope it was a nasty, foul one. I didn't ask her
because I was just like thinking in my head, like, I'm at work. Don't talk to me about outside of work stuff.
Oh, girl. You want to know. Smish up. We only talk about work things at work. Excuse me.
But I didn't ask her because, like, at that point, it was just, like, a little awkward because I was, like, embarrassed. And then later that same day, my coworker, I was helping her to her car with something. And she was like,
surprise.
I saw you on TikTok. I was like, no. No, 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 no. No.
So she definitely. Did your TikTok have a link to your Instagram?
I'm getting to that. I was really given like Viola Davis. This is a How to Get Away with Murder spoiler. When Viola's character. Oh, you don't want to hear it?
Oh no!
Are you gonna watch that show?
I watched up until the season where suddenly. Like she killed her husband, or the husband went to jail, and she was making out with she was fucking the DA. I was like, girl,
that was the first season, girl. So you didn't get past the first season?
I don't think so. I don't think I came back.
Are you going to come back?
No, I gave up.
Anyway, when she found out Wes was burnt up,
yes, I saw that. I saw that. No, yeah. No.
That's what I was giving in my head, and I was like, was it a ratchet one? She was like, yeah. I was like, which one? She couldn't remember which one.
She know.
I'm embarrassed. The whole TikTok is going down. I know, because if people snoop the way I stoop, I'm clicking all the links. If I found your TikTok, I'm going to find your Instagram, your Twitter, and your Facebook. I'm going to find your LinkedIn, your Christian Mingle, and your YouTube. I'm doing all of the Googling.
Okay? She's definitely
one. Because I'm nosy, so I know they did it.
She's definitely listening to the podcast tomorrow. She's like, it comes out every Friday. She's like, it comes out every Friday. I'm listening on my break.
No. This
you
is
did what? Life. What? He came to work after getting what happened? Let me tell y'all, Susie. Come on over. Let me show you.
It's a little embarrassing. But it just says to me that it's time to
pack it on up.
Damn it. I'm ready to be a freelancer, I think.
Well, I mean, somebody was talking to me the other day. They were just like, you're not meant to be working a 9-to-5. And I totally agree with them. I feel like I can't wait for the podcast to get to the point of where this is what we do and we're able to travel and do it. We're able to go to, like, have different guests that we want to do it. I'm really excited for us to get to that phase. But I feel like so far we're off to a really good start. And I think people are interested in what we have to say. People love talking about dicks and assholes.
Do they really, though? Because I was talking about rosebuds on last week's episode.
Well, you right.
And somebody told, somebody came in the comments and basically told me I need to get right with God. You know?
I'm right with
him. And he was serious. It wasn't even a joke. He was like, why would you even like that? That's disgusting.
He gave bullet points. He gave bullets.
I'm like, first of all, girl, calm down.
It's not that serious thing.
It's very early in the morning when I read that comment, too, I think. So, like, why are you this upset about this right now?
Yeah, he's probably on his way to work listening to us talk about how we get slutted and gutted and got a massive boner. And he was just like, I can't handle it.
Well, if you're listening right now, nigga, fuck you.
Yeah.
I said what I said. I'm the Rosebud Bandit. Anybody want to fight about it? Show me your hole and let's see what we can do.
I don't think that's how you bargain with shit like that. I don't think that's how you bargain.
You want to fight? Let's bump pussies, bitch. I got a dildo for you.
Can you imagine if that's how people challenge each other to fight? You want to fight, bitch?
Imagine getting into a fight with a bottom and y'all just do this.
This is what our show is about. We're giving the people, we're inventing new ideas on how
you won't know what just happened unless you watch the video on YouTube. Oh, thanks.
It was a lot going on too, because that's a lot. That's your booty done got so much bigger. You have a donkey.
Oh, you know I'm dragging this wagon, girl. Oh,
okay.
I am so thick now. It's crazy. I'm thicker than Glorilla. I am.
Well, that doesn't take much. I think you're thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. Like, you're thick. Like, that ass clap and jiggle and wiggle. It do what it do. It fart and
grip. I don't know if it clap. I don't know how to control it yet.
I can make mine clap.
It be squirting and farting.
You want to hear? Let's see.
I mean, I can do that, but I don't know how to clap dance.
I've been practicing more YouTube exclusive shit. I've been like trying to practice new moves, because I always feel like I was making out with a guy and I was like sitting on his lap and it was just like I was like I forgot what we were listening to, but some music came on and I was like trying to grind on him and I was just like, I need to learn some new moves, so when I'm on top of a nigga I know like I can like bust out like a like the one cheek, two cheek clap thing, or like the wave. I need to step up my moves. And now I'm little booty community, so
I'm not doing all that. You gonna see what it's giving when you hit it, okay? I'm not doing all that dancing. I don't know how to dance. I'm not a dancer. I'm not gonna try to be sexy.
Bitch, you better bust out one of them TikTok dances you be doing. They can be sexy if you do them slow enough.
I'm gonna do my Tina twerk, and I'm gonna let you know like that's what it's giving.
It's okay. Never mind.
Even when I throw it back, I don't know if it's jiggling or not. I'm just trying to get extra dick. Like
you don't get in the mirror and like try to see.
No,
you're like, it's a secret. I'll surprise everybody.
I mean, I have videos, but I don't really like look at myself doing that. It's kind of strange.
I do. I'm always in the mirror. I'm always trying to make sure, cause like you don't want to like. Okay, so it's like when you're like taking pictures, or whatever. Like you always want to make sure you have like a set list of go-to moves or go-to like positions that you know look good. The same goes to like when you're like fucking like trying to throw that ass back or like make it clap or whatever. Like I don't want to sit there and look like a fucking like I'm like croaking like Like, I want to make
sure I know I don't be looking like that, but I also don't know.
Well, I would say.
I just know I don't be looking like that because I know how to, like, I mean, I don't know what my art's giving for real, though. For real. I should probably check that out.
Yeah, I gotta. Yeah, okay. I know, I get it. You know, I guess ignore it until until it's brought up. When a guy slaps your back down, like, bitch, fucking.
Oh, but see, that never happens.
Yeah, me either.
I guess I don't have that problem.
We're some arching assholes.
I know I don't have, like, a scissor arch, but I know it ain't giving humps back of Notre Dame, bitch.
You have a Nikki arch, at least? That's kind of rusty, no. But it's deep. It's very deep.
No, I don't. I'm not very flexible. I don't have a deep arch, but it'll go down.
I'm surprised. I would think you, okay, it does what it needs to do. I'm really surprised. I can see you being flexible, though, like, as, like, a party trick. Like, you can bust out a good
Now, my move. Best angle, like, getting it from the back is, like, if I'm, like, up. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm, like, on my knees or, like, standing up, like, that's when the arch comes. But, like, when I'm on all fours, I don't know what the arch looks like.
I prefer back shots. But I really enjoy some missionary. Missionary gets the job done. I really enjoy missionary. I need some dick.
You know what I don't like in missionary, though?
What?
As trifling and disgusting as I am, I don't like other people's sweat.
I knew you were about to say that. Love it. It's so animalistic.
I don't. It's salty. And it burns if it drops in your eye. I don't like it.
I like when, like, that means that the guy's putting in work. Sometimes, like, okay, so I do this thing, like,
or the air's not on.
Yeah, sometimes, like, so whenever a guy's, like, chilling over my house, not, oh, just so we know, so everybody don't inbox me on Instagram and say I be fucking everybody. The couple guys that I have had come
over, they gonna think it anyway, whatever.
Exactly. Fuck y'all. Cause y'all got weird opinions on people and how they have sex and who they have sex with, but y'all still be wanting people to fuck y'all, so that'd be wild. But I always, like, ask a guy, like, when we're chilling, like, is it too cold in here for you or is it too hot in here for you? Because the thing is, if I turn off that air, it gets hot as fuck in my house. So you're going to get hot. I'm always cold. I'm going to be totally fine. So if you try to get nasty or a little physical, you're going to be hot as fuck. You're going to be uncomfortable. And so I'm like, I always ask, is it worth it?
So do you be having sex with the air off sometimes?
I will. Like, I usually have my fan going, but my fan is, yeah, I know. My fan is pretty, like, it gets the job done. But when I had that AC on, you in Antarctica. You frozen.
When I have sex in my home, I personally don't care for it to be that cold because I'm like, it's kind of cold in here right now. That's why I got on a sweater. But sex time? Now, if I'm playing with my toys or if I'm masturbating, I need it warm.
Okay.
I prefer to be warm when I'm doing that because I don't like being under the cover. I don't want my toes being cold. But all if right. I'm about to have sex, the air's on and the fan is on because we about to do a lot of action and that's going to cause for a lot of friction and friction causes heat and it's going to make me hot and I don't want you sweating on top of me.
I like it. I like when a guy is sweating on you because sometimes when it activates this, like, because y'all know, I always talk about it on here, like, I like aggression. I like the primal energy of sex. That I really, really enjoy that. So sometimes when they're sweating and it's dripping over their body and it's like drip, I'm like, oh.
Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is the Boys Next Door. I am one half of your award-winning host, Blackberry.
And I'm the other half, Ken Lush.
Thanks for joining us on this fine Friday. Or if you're listening, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. You can follow us on YouTube also as Boys Next Door Pod. And
yeah,
you can follow me personally at Blackberry, BlackCCBRRY. What about you?
And you can follow me on Instagram at Ken Lush, KenLushH. And that's KenLushH. Don't forget the two H's because it's a secret to tell.
Ugh, two H's just means that dick is hella hard.
Hard and horny.
Oh my gosh, hella horny. Ah! We're gonna start a sex line, and you guys are gonna call in, and you're gonna beat your dicks to our voices, and you're gonna like it.
you're gonna love it. You're gonna nut everywhere from hearing our wonderful, delightful.
Sidebar, there are people on Twitter who do like voice notes, dirty talking. Oh, the orgasms that have come
really
from those audios. I am an imaginative person. I can do anything with my mind. I can think of some
come on, Professor X,
and bust a nut with my eyes closed. It doesn't matter. I can do it. I prefer to have a visual component, but you know, if I'm having phone sex, I don't like FaceTime sex. No, ew, don't do it. I like phone sex.
Wait. Pause. You prefer phone sex over FaceTime sex?
Yes.
Bitch, I really wish you would step into the new century, bitch. What do you mean?
Put her hands on your thighs and picture me touching your thighs. Feel my body in me. Fantasy, but it's phone sex. I just fucked up all the words.
Really?
Shout out to Trina. Phone sex. That was a bop. I don't know why I was listening to that in elementary school, but I was.
I'm 5'5", long,
light green eyes.
Long black hair growing down my back. 32, 28, 36. I was like, bitch, I know your whole, bitch, I got a whole visual. Bitch.
So, I like phone sex. I've been having phone sex since I was young. I was calling the party line, so I don't like the FaceTime set. But I say all that to say, oh yeah, the people on Twitter, yeah,
I like it.
I would send you some accounts, but no.
Oh well, thank you.
I'm gatekeeping, so
I'm always disturbed by, like, sometimes I randomly click a space and it's just people moaning. I'm just like, I don't understand this world that we live in. I don't understand, like, I'm a visual person, like, okay, so, like, if I'm texting you, and I'm, like, and I have, like, already met you, we've hung out, and we're talking nasty, I'll get turned on. But if I can't see you, or, like, you're, like, trying to be anonymous and all this other shit, I will not get turned on. Because I'm, like, what if you're just, like, not my type? Because I have to, like...
But that's why you need to use your imagination.
No, I don't want to use Peter from accounting's voice and think about, like, fucking, like, Jason Momoa, whatever the fuck his name is. Like, I don't want to do that. I want to get the double package.
Have you, so I'm assuming, I was about to ask, have you, but I'm sure you haven't. Have you ever done, like, a Zoom bait session?
A what? A Zoom date?
So basically, like
the circle?
Like a bunch of guys, you know, however many guys the room holds. We all get in there, we jack our dicks. Everybody's talking shit. It's like everybody's moaning.
No.
It's very verbal. People are nutting at different times during the program.
I didn't know this was a thing. Why are people doing this?
Yeah. Because it's fucking fun.
Do you think it's going to be hot when you get the iOS update and you can leave, like, video voicemails? If I wake up to dicks in my voicemail, I'll be ecstatic. That would be, like, the highlight
that
of my
day. Will irritate me for some reason.
Really, I would love it. Like, I wake up to a nigga slapping his dick.
I don't get turned on by, like, dick pics and videos. I love need it. To see it in action.
No, I love it. Send me a dick picture, because that's going to determine if I actually want to link with you in person. Like, I need that. I need the visual. I need to see the full package. I need to see the balls.
Well, yeah.
I need to see the balls. I need to see the dick. I need to see where it hang. I need to see your body. I need to see all that. And I need you to try to be, like, sneaky and sneak a picture of your feet in there, too, because you're unsure if I like feet for real. So I need all that. I need the combo. I need all that. Give me the works.
I would, like, if we are about to link on some freaky shit, yeah, I would like to see your dick first. But I don't know. People who think sending dick pics is, like... It's very contrary to the fact that we have a segment on this show called Rate That Dick, but that's beside the point. I'm talking about unsolicited dick pics that I didn't ask for. That is not going to turn me on. I'm be like, if it's nice, I'm be like, oh, nice.
I like it.
What do you do with this?
I like it. If you're hot, please, by all means, please send it. If you're like, if it's like that one random profile and the picture was taken on an Android and it's bad lighting and you, like, I can see, like, oh, I'm choking. Yeah, if the setting's not right and you're not right, please do yourself a favor. This inbox is closed, not open.
You can send me a picture of your toes though. Now that'll do it. That'll
you like random feet pictures, but not random dick pictures.
I prefer feet over dick. Yeah, sure.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Looking to invest? Start your journey by exploring exchange-traded funds with GlobalX ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs for short, create baskets of stocks, bonds, and other assets that you can buy in a single trade. GlobalX specializes in ETFs that track emerging trends, like the rise of artificial intelligence, as well as strategies aimed to generate income potential. Visit GlobalXETFs.com to discover how you can get started.
Listen, I'm a real bitch. Real foot freak. You bitches just came out the closet a couple years ago. I've been liking feet since I was young. Okay.
I came out the womb sucking a toe.
You hoes. I used to be able to suck my toes when I was younger. And now that I think about that as an adult, I was like, that was the sign. That was the sign. Like, oh. I would.
Can you still suck your toes?
I was like 8 or 9. I used to be able to suck my toes.
Can you still suck your toes? Like, are you flexible?
I said used to.
I don't know if you're that flexible, like, to this day, like, flexible enough to actually do it.
Absolutely not.
I can do it. Wish. I think that's hot.
I like to watch people who do it. Yeah. For sure. Let's get into this game, Cute or Boot. Let's see what it's giving. I ain't read none of the questions.
Hold on, let me make it bigger real quick. I put it on the wrong fucking screen.
But I feel like it's the bullshit for some reason. You're plotting against me.
No, I'm just okay. So, cute or boot? Put your boots on and get your kitty heels and walk out the fucking door. Number one, you message a nigga to hang with him, but he says he already has plans. Is it a cute? I mean, is it cute or a boot if he invites you to come out with him and do his plans instead of what you had in mind for the evening? Oh,
that would be okay.
You wouldn't care. Would you try to change the plans?
Like, if I wanted to hang out with him and he wasn't expecting me to like spring that on him, he was like, I'm doing this, but so if you want to do that with me, yes. Yeah, that's cute.
I don't know. What if he's like hanging with his friends?
No, I won't be there.
Would you feel awkward?
I mean, unless I'm already with him and I already know his friends, yeah. But I don't like meeting people friends. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about your friends. I don't want you to try to like get me into the group. We don't have to get to know each other. I don't have to know your friends. I mean, I'm going to see them at some point, but I don't have to be friends with them. Especially when we first start getting cool, don't bring me around your friends. Because if they find it in you, I'm going to start feeling some type of way. And then you're going to lose me. Leave me out of it.
You're a homie hopper.
I'm not a homie hopper. I'll just hop off once I realize somebody is finer in the group.
So let's say like the same guy, like you, he introduced you to his friend, blah, blah, blah. Let's say like a month or two later, like y'all just like, you know, like you suddenly just fall off with somebody and you just like don't talk anymore.
Are you asking me, is the friend off limits?
Yes.
No.
Okay, 100%. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page about this. 100%.
That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. That's between y'all. I don't have no obligation. Y'all is the friends.
A homie, a homeworking slut. You're fucking the homies. Black Danger. Bear. She smashed the homies.
Being from Chicago, you've fucked a couple homies.
Yes,
okay,
it's okay. Natural. It happens.
It's just the way it goes, and I'm sure it's like that in most gay circles. Gay cities, because it's like. Everybody's fucking each other. It's all we got.
I wonder how like tops feel about that. Like, I feel like commonly I always...
They don't care. They be fucking.
I feel like they be caring. I feel like that's the ego hit. I feel like they be like, oh, well, damn. Like, they definitely feel that.
Now, I've never fucked a friend's, like, man or ex-man or somebody they was really dealing with, but I have fucked the same niggas as my friends sometimes. It happens. Not on purpose.
Yeah. But I only count two times, but
I can count two times as well.
Yeah, they don't count. Like, I count two times of guys of my friend that I messed with.
I can count one time. And somebody's dog is having a panic attack outside, but it's okay.
I'm so over dogs making unnecessary noise in the summer. Fall, winter, nothing. Summertime, all of a sudden they're fucking noisy all the fucking time. I hate it. Okay, next one. Next one. You're trying to take the intimacy up a level with the nigga by watching porn together. But he stops you and says he doesn't like to watch the porn. He doesn't like watching porn with other people. And he goes soft. What would you do? Is that a cute or would you boot it?
That's not a problem.
What would you, like, no.
But I probably would have already known that before I turned the porn on because I would have asked. So, if he's, like, one of those people that just like watching porn alone, that's fine.
Ew. I don't care. I like when the guy picks the porn over me picking the porn. Because I'll watch whatever. As long as there ain't no pussy squirting and all that other shit, we can get, like that's where I draw the line.
Here we go with the vagina slander. Let's get the women's movement involved.
It's Pride Month. I'm slandering these hoes for another week. But I, like unless it's, like, a pussy squirting thing, or, like, I can do, like, a bisexual porn. So if it's, like, two guys and a girl, I can handle that. But if it's just, like, a girl, guy, no, count me out. So... it really depends what type of
Yeah, I'm not into the FFM or MFF. I don't like that. Sometimes, but most of the time, no. Like, if he just has a really big dick and he's just, like, banging him out and I don't have to see their faces, I'm cool with it. But
I didn't know where that was about to go. I wasn't
Otherwise,
expecting that.
I needed to be a man and a woman, or, like, it's hard for me to even watch a woman by herself. I'm still exploring my life. Get out of here. But,
yeah.
Some stuff I just can't get with. And then, like, the white girls, they just be a little too pasty and dainty. And then the black girls, they be good, a lot of them. But in the professional porn, they be looking raggedy. They be looking like they live in trailer parks. They heavy messed up. Like, you gotta watch the amateur shit to see the black girls that give a fuck about the appearance. But the white porn companies, they got the black girls, they be looking a fucking mess.
We mad it. You can see, like, the fucking slanted, fucking straight.
It always looked like a beauty supply store wig.
Yeah, always. Party City. Very Party City wig. But I prefer amateur porn over real porn anyway. Like, I don't, like, the only storyline I really need to see is, like, in the caption you saying... got horny.
So you like a caption? I do like a caption.
I do. I need it. The caption sells the story, but the thing that throws me off on Twitter lately is if let's say it's a fake video, or whatever, blah blah blah. But instead of, like, download the video and upload it themselves, they take the fucking link from the person who really uploaded it and they add their own caption. Cause then I click it, the link at the bottom. I'm like, I'm trying to see other videos, and I'm like, that's not even who you said it was. It wasn't a random stranger. That's their fucking boyfriend. You're fucking lying.
But, and I'm going to tell you why people are doing that more. Because their accounts are getting suspended for impersonation. Really? So if they just use the link already, that lessens the chances of them getting suspended. Don't ask me why I know this.
I love having an insider.
I've been suspended on Twitter across all accounts maybe a total of 10 times. I know the struggle, okay? I know all the rules. I know why they be suspending people. So people are doing that more so than downloading the videos themselves, because your account will get flagged for impersonation, and that's an automatic ban.
Yeah, automatic boner killer. I'm like, no. I, like, now I know it's not really your fucking neighbor. That's your fucking boyfriend or your fucking cousin. Yeah, but
see, that's where you need to tap back into your imagination, babe. That's what I was talking about earlier. See how we bring it back? Imagination.
Well, the fantasy was killed, bitch, so it's no turning back. Next one. You're hanging with a guy and think you're about to get some action, but instead he falls asleep on you. Is that cute or is it a boot?
Where are we at?
Your house.
That's fine.
Press.
If we talking and chilling and you nod off, like...
Press.
I don't...
If I thought you were about to give me some dick...
Oh, because you're a psychopath who likes to talk all the fucking time.
No, I'm not pissed about that. The thing is, you're hanging with a guy, you think you're about to get some dick, and he falls asleep in the middle of, like, y'all chilling.
Oh, like, he over here because we was supposed to fuck.
Yes, but y'all chilling, and he falls asleep.
Oh, well, he can get up and go home.
It's a boot. Automatic boot. That's why I'm like, that's why I said, I'm like, bitch, you're okay with it.
You
need
to come over here to sleep. If I cleaned my hole and you fall asleep, I got a problem with that.
That's too much. I would be so, like, I would, when I say, I would be, that's happened once before, like, and I lost my fucking shit. The guy came over, he had been begging, when I say begging, it's always the ones that beg for some attention, begging to come over. He come over, he's laying in the bed, like, under the covers and shit, like, he, like, rubbing my leg and shit, and he just falls the fuck to sleep. And he's snoring, and I'm just like, no, not on my fucking watch. Like,
hey, babe, hey, get up, get your shit, get out, you're done, you're done.
I lost my shit. I was like, this can't be real. When I say I kicked him the fuck out, blocked his number, and like he messaged me on Facebook, was like, why'd you do that? Bitch, you fell asleep over here.
Why'd you fall asleep on this clean coochie?
Okay. Sleeping on the cooch. Sleeping on it. This cooch was...
I have not had that experience, but... I mean, I ain't gonna toot my own horn, but it's NyQuil. You're going to sleep.
Oh, so
after.
I would say they go sleep after, just not before. NyQuil pussy. I feel like the next time I actually have sex, which I pray is soon. I feel like I'm gonna do my best to like try to kill that. I wanna take him out. I'm gonna do my best. Yes, I'm gonna do my best. I don't know, Cole over here, bitch. I'm really gonna be try. For real. I really like, I wanna put it down on him so bad. I wanna make him go home and just be like, I can live in that pussy. I want him to feel like he needs to come back over and get a sleeping bag next time. Okay? I wanna put him under with the submarine, baby. I want him deep.
Now I gotta like you enough to allow you to fall asleep in my bed.
Yeah.
So
I can't imagine.
Anytime I've ever fucked a guy, like, if I feel like this, if I'm gonna fuck you, I feel like I'm comfortable leaving my wallet out knowing you're not gonna steal it.
That part, 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
That's important, though.
In my house, that's important. I feel like I can leave my wallet out. Other than that, if I don't trust you, you're not even supposed to be here. How did you get here? Now, that is what the Titanic wreck said to that submarine, which you just brought up. That is so terrible.
The way black people have been getting these jokes. Black people don't take shit serious. Don't take shit fucking serious.
And let me just say this. You girls that are like, oh my gosh, it's not funny. Those are people's family. You're not going to get into heaven over any of us, okay? So save the righteousness.
God sees your bookmarks, bitch.
Stop acting holier than thou because people are making a couple jokes. First of all, one thing about me, I'm gonna make these jokes.
Okay? And I'm gonna get my joke off, jokes
about
okay?
my mama death. Okay, so you think I'm not gonna joke on these niggas that went down there knowing they was gonna die? It had it in the contract 3 times. You gonna die, you gonna die, you gonna die, and you still went down there. And to you girls who are saying it's a conspiracy theory, they're trying to distract us from the alien that they found a couple days ago. We don't give a fuck.
Out here at that. I think I told y'all that story. I saw that alien. Huh? Y'all heard it here first.
Oh, you one of them? Lord have mercy. I thought this was a safe space.
Girl, you pushing out rosebuds and making shit Sundays. It can't get no safer.
But oh my God, okay, so that is so sad. I forgot to bring that up earlier in the show. So by this point, if you guys are listening,
they to
this, them people is dead.
They is gone.
They said the thing imploded, and what I read was somebody from like the Navy or the Coast Guard or somebody heard the implosion a couple days ago, and they alerted the proper authorities, and they kept going with the search anyway. They had already wow. received the report of hearing. Of somebody hearing the implosion, and they kept looking anyway.
So they just wasted money and time.
And so that is when I started to believe the conspiracy theories a little bit. Because why is y'all playing? Y'all already knew the shit was blown up.
Did
you see the video of what it looks like to be imploded underwater?
No, somebody posted it. Lucci V posted it earlier, and I was going to watch it. But she was like, it's crazy. But my main thing is like, I can't imagine wanting to go that far in the ocean. Ain't shit down there for me. Like after
that's why it's down there.
Whiteness is down there, bitch. Whiteness. Ain't shit down there for me, bitch. Cause there's nothing down there. My black ass ain't going down there. It has to be whiteness down there. And all the billionaires, whiteness. So they down there now. So rest they.
This planet has been here for millions. In millions and millions and millions of years, and millions of years before we got here, we are technically a young species. We're only a few million years old. You think we got all the way to 2023? We got all this technology, and we still can't go down there without dying. You think we supposed to find out what's down there? Y'all need to let it go.
It's a reason. It's a reason. Like somebody who made that
let go and let God.
Somebody made like a video of like it was a documentary of like. Basically, he saw like shells, like seashells around like a rim of the water, and it was like an ocean, like a beach kind of separate or something, like deep down. And he was found dead. Why are they killing these? Everybody that gets too close in the ocean, they end up dying. Why?
Yeah, because first of all, it's not even atmospherically possible for you to even be down there. That's why the shit imploded anyway. You're not supposed to be down there because we don't survive. That you think them motherfuckers down there is looking to come up here? No, because they know they're going to fucking die because they can't take it. Why can't we just leave it alone? Another thing, why we going to space? Leave it alone. We don't need to know nothing about that. We can't get to it. We just teasing ourselves. Let it go.
And then
we know
enough. On top of that, now they coming down here. We don't need cross exploration. We don't need y'all going up there and them sending people.
I would like to meet an alien, though.
I want to meet on my own time. I don't want them coming out here raging war. I don't want them playing hide and seek. I want it to be known. I want them to come to talk to Joe Biden, sit down, and we have a conversation on how we going to make this work. I don't need them popping up raging war. This is not aliens versus the world. I want peace and solitude. Whatever they, I don't want them bringing no alien diseases or alien issues. No war, no. Because then it's going to be a war between fucking the space and the fucking ocean. Because the ocean going to be pissed off too. Now y'all sending hoes down here to bother us? We don't got no shit to do with y'all.
It's really crazy, though. It's all interesting, but it's like, I want everybody to, you know what? Y'all can keep going. Just keep sending the information back. We can keep finding out stuff. You will never catch me. I am not even going too far from shore. Once I'm on the beach and I'm starting to feel like I'm floating a little bit, I'm walking back. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it's okay. A lot. That's a commitment to make. Are you worth dying for this ocean? Are you worth dying to see the Titanic more dead shit? Bitch, you could have watched the movie, sis. It wasn't even that serious. Dummies.
Rest in peace to them people. It's so sad. Oh, and the stepson, he a key. That girl said, I'm going. I know.
Wilding. Wilding.
If my step, let's say I had a stepdaddy I ain't really give too much of a fuck about. And he get missing around the time Renaissance coming around to Houston. I'm going to Renaissance.
Bitch, not as go.
You might not be coming back, but Beyonce ain't coming back either. I'm going to Renaissance.
One tweet gonna say, please send home my stepfather. Next is gonna be anybody got Beyonce tickets. Floor seats preferred, close up, VIP. Bitch, that's wild. Okay.
That's crazy.
You've been involved with the nigga for about 9 months. One day you both decided to do your ancestry and find out you're related. Are you sticking through? Are you sticking through it and figuring it out? Or are you leaving the hillbilly shit alone?
How related are we? Are we like sixth cousins? Because if I find out that nigga my sixth cousin, that's my nigga. We ain't even got to talk about this. Let's leave it alone.
Okay, what about
you want to, like, get kinky? You can call me cousin in the bedroom. You won't be lying. Like, I'm not leaving my nigga. He's the sixth cousin.
I'm really interested in them Island Boys release some more videos. I want to see what they doing.
I don't like the way they look. They look gross. I can't even take it.
I
watch anything. That's where I draw a line.
They are so Miami dirty, like white boy. I'm just like, ugh, love it. Oh, sign me up. We were having this conversation in text about our type of white boys. They got
nice dicks, though, but let's just
It's really nice. Yeah. Nice asshole, too. Oh, love it.
Yeah, but if I found out the nigga was my sixth cousin.
Okay, second cousin.
On my daddy side.
Second cousin, daddy side.
I mean, but see, that wouldn't even be possible because I know them people. You know
if
what I'm
you
saying?
Didn't know them, bitch, too close. Hypothetically, if you didn't know them, but you like y'all did it, y'all found
but
out.
But I know all my second cousins. I think.
Okay, the one you don't. Okay, the one you don't know. That you think.
I mean, my daddy was home, so he probably got. You know, my mom used to make a joke. She used to say like he got so many, and he really don't even have that many kids. I think he got like 5 kids.
She
but it's like he would just. It would just be like. Where the fuck did this one come from? So it would be a joke, like I might run into my sister or brother one day and try to date them and not know. But
I'm not leaving my man.
I'm not.
We in this.
Like I said, look, that might help us both out because I be watching that incest porn down to the porn hub. I do. Step bro, you want to be my step brother? We can do it. I don't care, cousin.
Would you fuck 2 brothers?
Yeah, that's not my business. That's between them and God.
Okay, Rich. Hey, y'all better kiss a little, bitch. Bitch, we all in this together, bitch. Let me see it. Go ahead.
I do not care.
Oh, my God. That is so stupid. We are a foul people. Like, as a species, like, the boys that... Oh, yeah. Okay, I guess we'll bring it up in the end. Well, y'all might not even listen that far in, but I was going to say...
Yeah, and y'all better, because we get into it, so you better let them know.
Okay, yeah, so I'll wait. Okay, so a guy takes you on a date to
love
go
y'all.
Bowling.
Go ahead.
A guy takes you on a date to go bowling. Without even warning you, he cooks your ass. He beats you so fucking bad, he don't give you a chance. Would you find his competitiveness cute? Or would the fact he just beat your ass without even thinking about anything be a boo?
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Yeah, you know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC.
I mean, I like the play. So if you're going to invite me bowling, first of all, you're not going to kick my ass. I don't even know how to bowl that well, but I don't lose. Okay? So if you want to play, let's fucking play. I'm taking you down, bitch. But if he beat me, I don't give a fuck. I'm be like, oh, you won. Congratulations. Because if he took me bowling, that mean I'd probably like him a little bit, and he was going to get some pussy anyway. So I don't care.
Yeah, that would throw me off. Cause first of all, don't be beating my ass in no game out in public like this. And then both of me have like the scores up there on the screen too. And then that's embarrassing. Cause first of all, I don't even like bowling. So I'm going bowling. I'm going because you invited me and I must kind of like you. So now I've taken my time out to go put on these ugly ass bowling shoes that don't match anything I have on, so I can't even get a really cute picture. The fucking lighting's in there, so it's so bad half the time that you can't even fucking get like a good like Instagram story shot. And now on top of that, you're whooping my ass in this shit. Bitch, we gotta fight after this. I'm whooping your ass next because you deserve that. Why would you bring me to do something that's unfair? Like, no, go take me, like, why don't we go to, like, an archery, and you're, like, a terrible archer, and then we can, like, make it balanced, because I'm terrible at, like, anything that deals with hand-eye coordination. So, like, that's a fair date. Not bowling, and you have, like, you pull out your fucking bowling kit and your bowling shirt to choose. No, I'm pressed, and you're not getting no pussy.
I don't know. I think you're dramatic and ridiculous.
No, I'm 100% on point, because why would you invite me, like... You're trying to show out by embarrassing me? Like, you're trying to... why would you bring me to this?
He's not embarrassing you. He's just better at bowling.
Yeah, but you brought me to do something that is going to make me look bad. I want to do something that's going to make me look good.
Who are you looking bad in front of? Him?
Him, yeah. Because why... Like, I'm not going to feel good after you beat my ass in bowling viciously. I'm not going to feel good in that.
But why not? It's just bowling. It ain't like you playing for money.
Well, bitch, I'm taking it like it is because I don't like that shit. Okay, so this is my thing. I have to put my blunt down.
Now, what if you whoop his ass?
That's different.
The girls, what happened to equality? What happened to good old fashioned civil rights?
Bitch, fuck all that shit. Because the thing is,
y'all heard that. He said, fuck MLK. Y'all heard him.
Fuck all that shit. Because the thing is, like, if I beat you, I feel like you should be like, damn, you own it. Like, you don't even like bowling, and you just whoop my ass like that, so you must be good at everything else. Like, I wouldn't want you to think like that. But if you invite me there, and I already don't like bowling, and then on top of that, you cream my ass, no, that's not
now,
fair.
Now, if I'm reading in between the lines, I can see, like, a guy who's just like, because I'm like this with, like, the gym. Somebody who's in the gym just, like, doing too fucking much, slinging weights, dancing around, slamming shit. Like, if I pull up to the bowling alley and you rubbing your hands, you scooting across the damn floor and shit, calm down, baby boy. This is a date. Relax, okay?
Okay.
But, I mean, if you win without all the extra shit, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't like being beat at things. Like, it's to the point where, like, I'm the type of competitive person where I'm so competitive that I don't like competing for the chance that you might be better at it than me and me not winning. I'd rather just not compete. I'd rather just not do it. I don't like it. I don't want to be beaten. Okay, last one. You're out to eat with the guy. After receiving both of your foods, the guy notices that the food receipt isn't correct. Upon trying to correct the waiter, they begin to disagree on how to solve the issue. To which he becomes rude and sassy. Is it cute that he's trying to correct the orders for you? Or is it a boot that he even cares that much?
I don't play with my food.
Yeah.
I don't play with people who make my food.
Yeah.
If it's wrong, I'm going to sit there and drink the pickle juice. I'm not saying shit, okay?
Won't hear a peep.
It got to be so out the way wrong for me to be like, hey, can you take this back and give me what the fuck I asked for? I'm just gonna sit there. I'm like one of those people, like, if my order is wrong at McDonald's, I'm driving off. The only time, like it has to be egregious, like that Wendy's in Vegas. I wasn't in my car. I couldn't go back. You wouldn't turn around. But I wanted my refund for that bullshit because that was pissed with ice, okay? But most of the time, if it's a little error, like they forgot my jelly, you know, I'm not making a big deal about that. If we at a restaurant and they do something wrong, be polite about it. Don't start fighting with these folks. They're making $9, $10 an hour.
Yeah, living off tips. They're stressed.
And they can spit in your fucking food.
I know they just have, like, emergency, like, break glass, like, pubic hair. Like, they can just, like, put in the food whenever they're pissed off. Like, I don't want that shit. Like, just keep it to yourself. And on top of that, arguing with anybody in like, public is sassy as fuck. And I hate when niggas do sassy shit. I'd be so turned off. Unless you're like, that's like too sassy.
Unless you're right.
Yeah. Well,
but most of the time, somebody arguing with a customer service person is just being fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's too much. Like, that's like, Yeah, it's too much. Unless they're like I don't like cheese on my stuff. So like if it's like I order like a Whopper, you put cheese on it, I would be like, fuck, I'm like forced to turn back around. But even then, when I get to the line, I'm apologetic that you put the cheese on my sandwich that I asked for you not to put cheese on. I'm like, just so you know, like, please, it's just no cheese. I'm sorry. They're like, yeah, it's fine. Pull around, bitch. I'm like, just don't spit in it. So that was it. Thanks for playing.
Just be nice. Well, that was a cute game. Real quick, before we go any further, I just wanted to ask this one question real quick, because Summer Walker... this is old at this point, but it keeps coming back up. DM this girl who was talking to Big Meech. Mm-hmm. Or she had his chain on. And mm-hmm. Summer Walker DM'd the girl. Are you DMing another nigga about your nigga? Or is that ridiculous?
It depends how far in the trenches we are. Okay. If like,
crazy.
If,
got it.
Yeah, I'm 100% crazy. If that's my nigga and I feel like you're trying to play in my face... We're going to have some type of conversation. But I'm also checking him on the sideline. So both of y'all get me. It's not a one-way thing. But it's also like the fact it was just like, don't post no shit about my man and you know that's my man. Because that's disrespectful. Because now I feel slighted.
She definitely tried it.
Yeah, why did you post in his chain? Like, that's disrespect. Like, bitch, don't post my nigga chain, bitch. Don't even, sometimes people like to do them Wizard Kelly photos where it just be like an arm and you see the tattoo.
Hate it. If you're not gonna show that nigga face, don't post that nigga at all. Hate it.
That's definitely, I'm doing that all my next relationship. Like the first couple months, I need a rollout. I need to make sure you're gonna stick around. I need to make sure that it's
I'm gonna drag you every time I see it, just let you know.
The thing is, it won't count for you because you probably already saw him, but it just like,
yeah, but you still will post it, and so I'm just gonna make sure I comment. I'm just gonna make sure I comment that this is ridiculous.
No, I feel like it's totally acceptable, but also I feel like that kind of leads to confusion sometimes. I feel like when you Wizard Kelly your nigga, it gives another bitch a chance, like full go ahead and like roll out party, sip and see. And it's too chancy. But also, don't
what
post
I
money.
Have done is like I've posted like the only time I ever posted a nigga, I posted the back of him, but that's because we were at a museum and the mirror was up here, and so he was on me and I was like this. That was the only time, but I wasn't purposely trying to elude the crowd. Okay, I don't like when people like they post this nigga, we can see his neck is attached to his head. But you got an emoji over it. Like,
I can't wait. I cannot wait to like a nigga that much to even like think about posting them on my story. Ugh. I feel like that says a lot in general, because I just can't imagine me posting a nigga on my story right now. Like, I'm really digging like ASAP Rocky and Rihanna together. I'm like it's giving me like the romantic feelings again. I'm just like, they're just so cute. But like full-fledged, like I right now, I just can't see it. Like, no. Like, you'll see his arm. Like, I'll take a picture like laying on his leg or something. Other than that, no, I can't.
I'm not DMing nobody else about my nigga. I don't give a fuck if I saw y'all two making out at the bus stop. I ain't got nothing to say to you. I'm talking to this nigga, and I'm letting him know he's dead to me, and I'm grabbing my toothbrush and my plants, and I'm getting the fuck on, okay? That's it.
I think it's more so the fact she's, like, playing in her face, though. It's like, bitch, okay, like, like, why are you posting his, like, you in his, like, holding his chain up? Girl, what is that supposed to say? Like, anybody, like, if somebody, that's like somebody, like, a nigga posting, like, he in my crib, and everybody know my crib look like. What are you trying to say?
Oh, been there. Be thinking I'm talking to a nigga, I see another nigga with the, I see the couch.
Yes.
I'm like, this apartment look like, and that mirror look like.
Yeah.
And that painting on the wall in the background. This nigga playing with me. But I'm not for the DM you.
I'm in that. Like, I'm like I will watch the story. And, like, it would almost hurt me to know that they know that I know that they somewhere they not supposed to be. Like, I would be, like, shook. Like, bitch, you think you got one up on me, bitch. I might pull up. I definitely might pull up.
Because I've been there, done that, I'm blocking you immediately. I have nothing else to say.
Wait, you've been there, did what? What happened?
I've been in a situation where Like, I know who this person is, like, we not together, but you're doing weird shit.
I hate
other people are involved. And so I just, because I've been there, now I know, don't even take yourself down that road, block them, move on. Just cut it out. It's, you know, it's crazy how, you know, you can just like cry one day and be totally over it for the rest of your life. I am one of those people. I'm going to be sad about it maybe for like 3 or 4 days. And then I'm going to come to my senses. You're a bad bitch. And you can die alone and you'll be okay. And so I move on.
I'm like a 1 hour regrouper. I didn't need to sit and think for a little bit, like go through the motions of everything, and then I'm just always like cool. Like that's why like when I'm mad at somebody, I'm always mad at somebody for like 3.5 seconds. I'm literally just like I'm not always like I can't hold grudges worth shit. I'm always just like, well, you never know. People change and people grow. And then so I leave the door open. Like the door is always open. Like I don't have closed the door on anybody, like, ever in my life like that. Like, there's no doors closed.
What else did you want to talk about this week?
What else?
Before we get into our advice letter that we have this week.
Let's do our advice letter.
Let's do the advice. Okay. So, if you guys have questions or comments or dick pics, you can send all of that to ask boysnextdoor@gmail.com and we will answer your question.
Yeah.
This week we have a question from, if I can get this to open properly. And while we wait, let's play some music.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Oh, that drops tonight. Can't wait.
It does. My homegirl. Let's see how we do.
Okay, this... Okay. This question is from Jamarcus. This is a fake name because you didn't, I don't know. I'm just gonna, you know, okay.
From Aston
Hello,
Martin.
Fellas. Longtime follower, foot stuff. Don't know what that means. I'm assuming that pertains to me because.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You have a secret foot page?
I used to have one on Instagram, but it's suspended. They banned it.
Aww.
I've had that page for years, and they finally got rid of it. I didn't do anything. I was literally... They fired me on my off day. Hadn't posted a thing.
That sucks.
Yeah. And they won't give it back. But anyway, longtime follower, pretty new listener. I'm a little older than Blackberry's 29. I'm 28. Thank you very much. And Ken's 23.
Perfect.
LOL.
Right on the head.
Sure. But I feel like you guys is, I feel like you guys' youthful free way of thinking can help me with something. I've been in a relationship for 19 years.
Oh.
Yes, we were young. I slept with hundreds of girls, did four cheerleaders in one night in high school even. When I met my partner, I had never had an experience with the guy before. To date, he is the only guy I've ever been with. Somewhere in the course of this thing, I became the bottom. Hated it at first, but now I am a pro and consider myself the bottom.
Okay, with two E's.
Here's where my question comes in. My partner puts it down. He has a huge ding-a-ling and all that. And we still have sex 3 to 4 times per week.
Okay.
And rate each session afterwards. First of all, I'm not prepping hoe more than once a week. I'm sorry. I can't do it. It's too much. My stomach hurts. Just
after 19 years, you don't even have to prep anymore. After like the first year, you don't even have to prep.
That's
true. You're kind of just like, well, free for all. Get what you get.
That's true. I forgot about the 19 years part, but I can't imagine. 3 times a week? Oh my goodness. I need a honey pack.
Dish pizza. Giordano's. Baby, I know it's dug out. The bottom.
And we rate each other each session afterwards. We just had a top two of all time about 2 weeks ago, but I have a couple toys and feeling the different sizes, both smaller and thinner. Y'all, I can read. It's just that I should have read this first so I know how it's going. Okay, yep. Just calm down.
Should I read?
I'm going to start that sentence over. He said, we just had a top two of all time about 2 weeks ago, meaning top two session. But I have a couple toys and feeling different sizes, both smaller and thinner and wider and longer, etc. I wonder what it would be like to try another one that is attached to a different person. I would even be open to fucking another bottom, even though it's never happened before. how do I introduce this without making him think the sex is not out of this world already? Keep in mind, we play around with some dub psalms, with some dom sub stuff, and I have worn a cage before and thought that would have been the next step, but it wasn't. Help me get a random peen up in here. All the best. A roommate, neighbor, HOA, what y'all call y'all have? We need to address that. P.S. Ken, you're saying like a million times does not bother me. I think it's cute.
Thank you.
You have a fan of your likes. Like, damn, she a move. Damn, she a move. Like, damn, she a move. Yeah,
where
so
should we start?
We're going to address that Hive comment a little later.
Yeah.
He wants to know how to, like, basically get a third person up in a bedroom without making his partner insecure about the sex.
That's picky. So the thing about, like, introducing partners in a relationship is that you, like you say, you don't want them to feel like they're inadequate. But you also kind of want a little razzle-dazzle. The main thing...
Especially after 19 years.
After 19 years, you're going to need a little razzle-dazzle. I would say, like, I would try to introduce it in ways where it's just like, you're like, okay, so how about once every, like, holiday, or once, like, when we're out on a holiday, like on vacation or something like that, we just hook up with somebody just to have fun, just make a new memory when we go somewhere different. And I feel like that can ease it in. But also, I feel like if you're fucking, like, if you're introducing partners and people into your, like, sex life, and you've been together so long, and then, like, you don't want to do it, like, in your hometown or, like, around, like, your own, like your own city. I feel like that can get messy. And, like, I'm not, like, I like my relationship being, like, a little island. And the thought of, like, having, like, people, like, in my neighborhood who have slept with my man or been with my man, that would drive me crazy. So I will only be able to do it on vacation. So what about you? What do you think?
If I were in this situation, I would have the conversation just like this. I would say, hey, we're having a great time. Sex is amazing. Top 10. Okay? Top tier. I wouldn't give this dick up for nothing in the world. You've got the best dick ever. But we could add a little sazon. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to do this all the time. But we can add a little... What do you think about that? How are you feeling?
I feel like that can almost create, like, distrust too, though. Like depending on, like, how you go about it, it's almost like, what if, like...
But I think you would have to know your partner. Like, is your partner that the type of person who can handle that type of information? Is your partner a free, youthful spirit like you are?
And
or is
a lot of
they
people
more
aren't.
Rigid?
That's super important. That's so important. Because what if your partner's like, well, I'm not into that kind of shit. And it's like, ugh. But you never know. Like, I've seen people and, like, talked to people who have, like, I want to do this, but I don't know if my partner will want to do it. And so they automatically have this, like, intimidation or, like they're afraid to introduce it because they don't want to, like, make their partner think the wrong thing. Because you honestly, like, sometimes you don't know. Because, like, you never know what people really like behind closed doors. Child, the bookmarks look a little different than the likes.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wearing a Men's Warehouse outfit makes you confident, like you could do anything. So you dance like no one is watching, even though everyone is watching. Because of the Men's Warehouse outfit, you interview like the job is already yours because it is. Because of the Men's Warehouse outfit, you golf as if the rules don't apply to you because you're too well-dressed for rules. Because of the Men's Warehouse outfit. At Men's Warehouse, get measured, get fitted, get hot, get confident in everything from tailored suits to underwear and all the stuff in between. Love the way you look at Men's Warehouse.
The founder of Panasonic once said,
"We can lead more meaningful and constructive lives
through the pursuit of activities that will ensure
a better today than yesterday,
a better tomorrow than today."
Panasonic is committed to creating a greener,
more equitable future
for everyone.
Explore Panasonic Green Impact
at NA. www.panasonic.com/greenimpact.
They do. If I would never show anybody my bookmarks. Ever. Actually, I would. I don't give a fuck. But my likes used to be kind of crazy. So, I mean, pretty much what was in my likes was in my bookmarks. But the bookmarks are worse.
Bitch, I don't know if that's possible judging by how your likes used to be. Bitch, those likes was like a catastrophe.
Yeah, I would just say, like, if you really care about this, first of all, you need to know what type of person your partner is. Like, do you think he gonna be cool, or is he gonna come out of a bag on you? You need to know that. Two, you need to approach it delicately, and you need to, like, make sure you tell him over and over again, this is not about you. I'm not less attracted to you. The sex is not getting worse. We're good. And if you say no, I'll be good regardless. But let's just throw it out there.
Also make it fun.
Do you think this is a good idea?
Like try to switch it up. Like, maybe he picks a person one time, you pick a person the next time. And then, like, that can basically, like, spice it up too, because it's just like...
No shade, I'm doing all the picking because I don't trust you. I'm picking. See, I'm doing all the picking.
And that was the other part. I'm like, well, how do you trust your nigga enough to be like, hey.
But because I trust me, I know I ain't doing no slick shit.
Well, what if he don't trust you?
I'm going to do the picking. Well, then we don't need to be doing that.
But
that
you don't trust.
That means we don't need to open that door. That be if we don't trust one another.
No, bitch, that's not how that works. Because, bitch, you wouldn't let him pick, but he's supposed to let you pick.
I would, okay, to be fair, I would let him do the picking. So you doing the picking. Is that what it is? Listen, I would be open to let him do the picking, but it would need to be like, we need to do an application process. Have you fucked this person before? How do y'all know each other? Let me see what y'all DMs look like. Let me see what the text thread look like. Because I need to know if I'm getting myself into some
crazy, bro.
Yeah, if we gonna cross those lines, we might as well start opening up the phone. Because I need to see if you know this nigga.
Yes.
I ain't gonna go through nothing else, but show me his profile and show me the DMs.
But it's like, okay, so wait. Is this just your opportunity to fuck somebody that's on your hit list and you don't want to feel bad about it, so you included me on it? Uh-uh, bitch. I don't want that. I mean, it might
but
be kind of
I would say, I was just about to say, I would say that's not a bad thing, because we're human. Like, there, if you have other people in mind who you're like, if I wasn't with you, I would fuck them. That would not offend me, because there are people I would fuck if I wasn't with your ass too. So we can talk about that, but you have to approach it the right way.
But at that point, is it almost like a sub open relationship kind of like not a full blown one, but kind of like a, well, I kind of want to fuck this person, you want to fuck this person, let's fuck them together type shit.
I don't know what it's called, but like, I talk about all this time on this show, like how I want to be like a unicorn, how I would like to be a couple's third, like their main third, or like somebody who they just call when they feeling frisky. I'm okay and open to that. The problem is, y'all be flaking on me, and so then I got to stop communication. But
I just always think about, like, okay, so like, you know, it's that one porn video where that guy, he fucking a girl, and it's another girl, like his girlfriend is there, but he's like putting all his shit into the other girl. He not even focusing on his girlfriend,
and she's standing there like this.
Yeah, she like, yes, like,
yeah, but see, that's a bitch that didn't want to do that shit anyway. She was trying to do that to please her man. She wasn't thinking she was gonna get, you know, sidetracked. No, bitch, if you gonna do some shit like that, you got to also want it. Don't be having no threesomes for no nigga you don't really want to have no threesome.
Yeah,
have a threesome because you want to get your coochie licked.
Yeah, because at that point, you're not even gonna have fun. So you're gonna be looking back on that memory and be like, okay, that's a waste of time. Like, cause you gotta want to, like, okay, so as a bottom, I feel like I would want one that's with like, okay, let's say my boyfriend or whatever is verse or verse top. I would want to get another verse in there so that he could like fuck my boyfriend and like still like want to fuck me and then fuck both me and my boyfriend together and have that whole experience. I'll be totally okay with that. Like, I think it would be hot to watch my boyfriend get fucked. Like, not like, I guess that's kind of like called a cuck, but it's cuck. Like, I would not always prefer it, but like, if like he needs that itch scratch, go ahead.
Yeah, I've said that as well. Like, if I'm dating like somebody who's like 98% top, and every once in a while they want some dick.
Yeah,
baby. I mean, I can give it to you, but you might not get it how you want it. Okay, so I will be. We could have.
We
a
don't want no great value.
Us.
Great value, dick, bitch. We want the real
right.
thing.
We don't want no great value tops. So if you want to go get your name brand top, we can go get you one.
Okay, I'm gonna help. Like I think it would be hot. Like me personally, if I can pick out the person that fucks my boyfriend, sign me.
Yeah,
up.
That would be the only way it would work for me because
really.
I guess I'm a little insecure. I don't know. I would be a little, I would be a little like, unless I was just all the way down with it, if you just be like, and don't bring a nigga to me who don't look like me. I would be like,
really?
See what you trying to tell me?
I would think, I would
you
be
bringing
like,
home a light skin yeah. nigga with green eyes and a fade with a 360. What you trying
what
to say?
Here?
You saying
what
I'm
ugly? Here for? What I'm doing here?
Do you hate me? Just say that. Because I didn't need to go through all this turmoil to get to this point. You could have just said that.
I don't know. Like, I feel like judging from, like, but you never know someone's, like, secret, like, taste or what they might want to experience. Like, if you brought a white boy up in here, I don't know, bitch. Because if you bring Ethan or Earl, Earl and them, we going to have an issue. Like, don't bring no white boy in here. Because then I'm going to have war flashbacks,
bitch.
Unless
we agree on it. Yeah.
War flashbacks. I'm going to black out. It's not going to be fun.
Yeah, so I to answer your question, which I hope we have helped, so I don't think we have, but I would say have the conversation, have an open conversation. Know who you're talking to, though. You've been with him for 19 years. I think you should have a pretty good handle on him, so you know how he would respond to that type of conversation. Like, out of 19 years, has this never come up? Do y'all look at other guys together? Do y'all watch porn together? Do y'all watch, maybe you can, you know, start watching threesome porn with him and start being like,
that's actually a really good way. Like, we were talking about watching porn together earlier. Like, if you're like watching porn, you'd be like, oh fuck, I would love to have a threesome or do this or do that, and then see what they say. Because like, you don't, like, if their reaction is like ew, they might already be thinking like, oh, he's trying to fuck somebody else, so it may not go good either. I don't know. Good luck.
Give it a shot. Also, you asked this question of two single people. So, just good luck. Take it for what it is.
I'll take dick anywhere I can get it if it's from somebody I like. So, I don't care if it's two people or four.
Well, if you have any more questions, you can send them to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com. Now, he did ask, what is the name of our hive? So, Hive, we're asking you to name yourselves.
Yeah, let us know.
Send your suggestions to our email, to our DMs, to our Twitters, whatever you can find us. Like, what should we be called? You know how, like...
What's one of your suggestions? The
Barbs. My suggestion?
Yeah. Just throw one out there. Like, you know mine.
What's yours?
Boyfriends.
You see, the only reason I don't love that is because, like, I feel like it needs to be gender neutral, you know?
But we're their boyfriends.
But we don't call Nikki Barbs. We call Nikki.
Right, but they're still our boyfriends. Because we're the boys and they're our friends.
So I see what you're doing and it's not working.
The boys are the friends. Duh. The friends are the boys. So cute.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it, but I would like for us to find something like
gender neutral,
all encompassing.
They friends, the demi friends.
We're trying to support the Elizabeth Taqua, so
that's it. That's our high.
The Elizabeth Taquas.
Elizabeth Taquas.
DM us your suggestions if you have any.
Yeah.
He said HOA in his email, and I was like, Whole Owners Association. So like, our hive can be like the HOA, but like, that's too much to explain.
Yeah. And then I like, that's not cute on a t-shirt.
True.
HOA.
Yeah, I don't know. We got to find a hive name. Everybody has
neighbors
a hive
is
name.
Cute, but somebody has neighbors already, I think.
Yeah, a couple people have neighbors. Big Boy has neighbors. The Neighborhood Talk has neighbors.
Yeah, we need to come up with something unique. What about
the
neighborhood? Oh no, I said that already.
You'll figure it out. It'll come. It'll come when it's supposed to come.
Yeah. It'll come naturally. Like, one day we'll be talking on here and we'll say something. And then, or like y'all,
or maybe y'all will send us suggestions.
Okay. I was thinking y'all just give it to us. That's
not like the work for us. We provide this show for free. The least you can do is name yourself.
Exactly. What do y'all want to be called? The bitches? We call y'all some bitches.
I wish that would work so well. Hey, bitches.
Bitch. Boys and door, bitch.
The bitch hive. The bitch hive.
I like bitch hive. It's like bitch pudding. I like it.
We can't say that on the radio, though.
Damn. Hey, bitch hive. I mean,
we could, but it's,
yeah, like, what if they're like, what if we have like a show in Chicago or something, or like, we have to give away free tickets online because everybody forgot, and we gotta try to like sell them out through the radio.
I like boy hive, but again, it's not
boy hive is cute. True.
Boy hive is cute, but you know.
But it's not gender neutral though.
No.
So it gotta die. I don't care about being gender neutral. Fuck that shit.
You know, I want to support my girls, and girls is gender neutral in this sentence. I want to support the girls, and the girls.
See, gender neutral. Boys, the boyfriends is gender neutral.
You are pushing this boyfriends thing, and
agenda.
We
will march. We will be seen. Boyfriends, march with me.
We actually didn't talk about half of what we were supposed to talk about today, but it's okay. I think this was a fun show.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to slide in?
I
know we're supposed to do Rate That Dick, but we don't have the dick ready again.
Oh yeah, so. It's okay. We'll do it. I told that boy I was gonna rate his dick this week, but we'll do it next week. I apologize. Make sure y'all continue supporting the YouTube. We appreciate y'all for actually watching and liking and all that stuff. Like, we appreciate the five of our boyfriends that actually support us.
Engaging.
Okay, yeah. So we appreciate that. Thanks for the engagement on Instagram. Thanks for all that shit. Like, we appreciate that. Even the shares, like y'all randomly listening and tagging us on your story. We love all that shit. We need all that shit. Because without that, we don't get into the algorithm of other podcasters on YouTube and so forth and so on that do the same thing that we do. And this is the best way to introduce them to our content as well as put more people who are watching our content onto theirs. So we want to keep that engagement flowing. So we appreciate it. Make sure y'all... The submarine here, bitch.
The cops. I'm calling the police. Everybody over here goes to work. I don't know what that is, but you're going to jail, buddy. Somebody's out here doing donuts in a 6-speed. Come get them.
Nikki's releasing. The Barbs are celebrating Nikki releasing this song. Well,
she love her some Ice Spice.
Yeah, which Ice Spice is just go about her day. Just go on, sister. I know what you're doing, sister.
All right, wrap it up. We're done here. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Boys Next Door podcast. I'm Blackberry, like, and that's a hating ass bitch.
Hocus pocus. Sucking all the energy out of.
You are a fake ass, dumb ass.
I support. I'm a Barb, okay?
I almost called you the other R word.
Which one? Say it.
They said we should bring it back, and I'm on the movement.
What? Bring what back? I don't know.
We need to bring the R word back.
Raunchy?
Because we are no longer talking about...
Oh, Radio Shack. You want to bring Radio Shack back?
Yes, I need a new iPhone charger. We are no longer referring to differently abled people when we use the R word. We just calling y'all dumb. So,
we repurposing the word.
We repurposing the R word, okay?
Damn. Can't say spaz, but you can say R word in some people's book.
Oh, I'm going to still say spaz because they just made that up. Okay?
Yeah. Y'all make a rule of everything. If you make one, we'll say shit.
And Beyonce was like, you know what? I ain't even going to fight about it. I ain't got time for this. I don't blame her for just changing it because it's better than arguing with people. But okay. I ain't changing.
Because you know they'll be at her show protesting about she called us names. Make it simple.
And after we end this, you going to get the R word uncensored. They ain't going to hear it though.
No, I think she let our viewers hear. I'll put it on the YouTube for you guys. Exclusive clip.
That's okay. You know what other R word I'm going to use right now? Repo the vehicle. They're going to jail. Thank you guys so much. Tune in next week
they,
for more
shit. They into it fast and the furious auditions, bitch, out there.
Like, what the fuck is going on? I don't even live on the street. That sound is coming from the street. I'm not even near the street.
Okay, they going crazy. They probably waking it up. Okay, oh yeah. Okay. Blackberry, I'm Ken Lush. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Say my name, say baby, I love you. Say baby, I love you.